Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Type that into your app search, then download. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
It's time for... It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. Well, one of the hot topics today, Jones, was Jelani Tavai on his Patriots Friday appearance on the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah, it's hot topic some places. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right here.
Yeah.
Right here. We're the hub of it. And they were talking about how fans, or Tavai was saying, fans need to know their place and be patient. And we're the Lions. And amongst other things, but basically told the fans, like, they're
You're not qualified. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I appreciate you at times. You got to know your place. There's a reason you're fans. We're actually the Lions. We're building something.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
So he actually spoke in the locker room today after that. So that was gaining a lot of steam. And we were wondering, all right, is he going to have to walk this back? Classic Gerard Mayo style. Mayo actually was, he had a press conference. He explained that he talked to Tavai. Dietrich Wise came on with us. He also completely walked back what he had said about fans being spoiled and everything else.
In a prepared statement, no less.
I believe
it's
that it might have been.
Like, yeah.
Here's, you want some quotes from Jelani Tavai?
Yeah, yes.
New, quotes?
I was unaware he had apologized.
Quote,
yeah.
You know your damn role and shut
got away from me a little bit, guys. Sorry, it got away from me.
All right, Mike Reese has these quotes that I'm reading from, but most of the beat writers are on this now. Jelani Tavai in the locker room, quote, to anybody who was offended, that's not who I am.
Oh, good. That's always a good sign.
Three-run homer for Castellanos. Like, that's seriously how that starts.
I know my heart. Yeah. That's always a good play. You guys don't get it, but I know me.
I'm a man.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be.
I'm a man of faith. No, back to Tavai. What I am is a guy who's going to defend his brothers. Anybody who is my coworker or comes into this facility, I'm going to have their back. I'm sure if somebody who is listening right now, if somebody came into their house and did the same thing and talked about their family and people they worked with, they'll act some type of way too. That's it. So if that clears up a lot of stuff, and if the people still don't like it, then whatever, it is what it is.
Wait, that's how we ended it?
Well, there's not an answer anywhere?
I have two more. Oh, okay. So if the people aren't happy with that, it is what it is. I'm not going to come into your living room and boo you. Yeah, the difference, Jelani.
Yeah, no, this is the exact same.
Is you make $3.5 million dollars this year, I think. You're due to make four. I'm not sure you're going to see it from the Patriots, but you're due to make $4 million next year. Yeah. So, like, that's a little different, don't you think?
I'm trying to think when the last time people paid thousands of dollars to come into my house and watch me on the couch. When did they do that?
There might be some people in Twitch. they pay some money to come boo you on your couch. There might be some people in Twitch.
No, you're doing a great job, Jelani. This is a great comparison.
Yeah, this
is apples to apples. I'm glad you brought this up. So he continues, I'm not trying to get a reaction. I'm trying to show that we are frustrated too. I don't like being a loser. I bleeping hate to lose.
Well, You wouldn't know by the, your record.
I'm frustrated, too. I'm not trying to poke buttons and stuff against the fans. I'm just trying to be real. I'm going to say what I'm saying. I'm defending my own. That's it. One more. Quote.
What more?
Yeah, this is a quick one.
Okay.
What I said is what I said. I apologize to anybody whose feelings got hurt, but I'm going to defend my own.
Okay. That was the only clip I had read before. It was that. That would be fairly, that's still like an unsatisfactory apology. Like, if I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. That's still unsatisfactory, but that's all I had read. I had not seen those other ones.
In the history,
that's a lot of words there.
In the history of players defending their coach, they don't all immediately blame the fans for being like losers.
No.
And their fans for a reason that stuff.
Let me give you an example of how you do that.
Hunter Henry. With us.
Yeah.
Very complimentary of Mayo without saying a single bad word about the fans.
Let me give you an example of how you do that. Look, none of us are happy with how this has gone this year. We all expect more out of our team, but Gerard's a good coach.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true, but you say that, and it's easy. Instead of calling the fans, in the case of Dietrich Wise, spoiled.
Yep.
And in his case, saying to know your place. Yeah, that's a PR nightmare, which does reflect poorly on Mayo. The players are going to share their opinion. I'm going to empower them to share their opinion. Now they're sharing their opinion, and they're enraging paying customers.
I'm sure it's going to go great. On Sunday, when Jelani Tavai is on the field for the Patriots against the Buffalo Bills.
Again, get in price for that 27. If you want to spend $27.
27 bucks.
To go send a message, that's all it takes to get in.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot.
Nice.
The Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. You happy now, Jones?
I am. I'm still happy about that.
Yeah. Mike Vrabel interviewing for the head coaching job with the New York Jets.
Ooh.
Does that speed up the clock for the New England Patriots if they want to get interested? Or would Vrabel even take the Jets job?
Okay. I don't believe he will. Tony Pauline, who I like his draft coverage very much.
Yeah.
We had him on the old night show numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
He said Vrabel will use the Jets as leverage. He's not interested in the Jets job. So Take that for what it's worth.
Right.
Peter Schrager did tweet out earlier today. He said from an NFL source not affiliated with either franchise, meaning the Patriots or the Jets,
okay,
do the owners in New England see Vrabel interviewing with the hated Jets today?
Oh, yeah.
And have any reaction to that news at all? I mean, I don't really love the Vrabel idea. I'll take Vrabel over Mayo. I don't love that idea. I think you can do better. And I would like someone with no ties to the Patriots and someone from the offensive side of the ball. But he is an improvement over Mayo.
But the one thing why I think this is at least noteworthy is you and I would both like somebody outside the organization. I don't think Kraft's willing to go there. I think he probably keeps Mayo. And if he doesn't keep
Mayo,
it's
amazing to me. Yeah. It's amazing to me how many owners look at the Patriots and go, you know what? I'm going to hire someone from the Belichick tree. And you can say Vrabel's not Belichick tree if you don't want to. But whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a guy with New England connections where you have to sever ties. You have to sever ties from that. And I can't believe he's going to look at it again and do that, but you're right. He probably will. That's probably what he would do if he even has the stones to move on from Mayo, which I don't think he does.
But that's why I think, hypothetically, Vrabel takes the Jets job. Then I think 100% Mayo's back.
If Vrabel took the Jets job, yes.
Right,
If Vrabel takes any other job, then yes, Mayo's here. If Vrabel's going to take another job,
isn't it only Mayo or Vrabel?
Yeah, that's not what it should be. But I agree with you. Okay. I bet that's how Kraft's looking at it. Yeah. I'm only going to shove Mayo out the door if I have a replacement like Vrabel, who I also like and probably would have wanted to hire last offseason, but I stupidly had it in writing that Gerard Mayo was the coach in waiting.
Whoops.
Grab bag.
Bruins lost to the Rangers last night by a score of 2-1. They've dropped 3 of their last 4 games. They're back at it tomorrow in Toronto. I believe we've seen Swayman now. What was it 3 straight games for Swayman?
It was 3 straight, yes.
Yeah, 3 for Swayman.
Yes. I think that's kind of how they've done it the last few times.
Yeah, no, it is. Gone. They've definitely gone
3
way
for Swayman, 1 for Korpisalo. It's a back-to-back this weekend, so they're going to have to split those. I'd imagine my guy Corpy hasn't been great lately. I imagine he gets the next one. I didn't love how Swayman played last night.
No.
And, you know, I don't blame the first goal just on Swayman. You got McAvoy and Zadorov clunking into each other like morons. But Swayman tried to kick the puck to McAvoy when he didn't have a stick. I think he could have made a save on the second goal.
Yeah.
And so I didn't love how he played. The Bruins lost to a bad, bad Rangers team last night, and they can't score, which makes sense when you're playing Charlie Coyle on the wing in your top six.
Morgan Geekie in your top six. You're not getting enough out of Marchand and Pastrnak. Lindholm hasn't lived up to his contract. Like, it makes sense, but that's their issue. They can't score. Even if Swayman's righted the ship a bit, they can't score.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag!
College football playoff, Jones. We're now on to the semifinals.
Yeah.
You had a game yesterday late afternoon, early evening, between the Georgia Bulldogs and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, where it was all Irish, 23-10.
It was 17 points in no time.
No time. They ran
field
back
goal,
a kick.
Fumble, touchdown, started the kick to start the second half. That was basically the game, yeah.
Pretty wild. All four teams that received a bye in the first ever 12-team playoff lost.
It's wild.
If you had a bye, you were done. Now,
so some of them make sense. Like Boise State losing makes sense. Arizona State, I thought, played well, but
no, they did.
Also makes sense. They were two touchdown underdogs.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Oregon and Georgia.
Crapping their pants makes less sense.
Mm-hmm. It sure
so
does.
I still like the format. You got to get rid of the conference winners getting the bye. Why don't you
rank it 1 through 12 is what I would do.
So now that is absolutely what you should do. Why don't you pick the games?
Coming up on Thursday, Notre Dame versus Penn State. Notre Dame is a 1.5-point favorite.
So it surprises me they're favorite. I would pick them, though. So I'm surprised that's how it works out. So you got Penn State.
I'll take Penn State.
Money line, Penn State. Yep. Little juice there.
Yeah, a little bit. And then on Friday the 10th, you have Ohio State and Texas. Ohio State lands 6.
So that is a lot to put down.
I think they roll, though.
I would still do that. I would take Ohio State money line, obviously, and I would lay those points. So that's more than I would have expected, though.
You might get Ohio State, Penn State.
Did Texas cover in either game? I don't think they covered against Clemson.
They did, I think.
Did they? I might have moved the line and maybe gave myself a little more wiggle room, but they definitely didn't cover against Arizona State. So I have not been impressed with Texas. They just had an absurdly easy path.
Penn State already played Ohio State earlier this year, and they lost. That was one of their two losses, but it could very well be those two teams. Yeah, I thought that they covered because I thought it was mostly blowouts in the first one. They beat Clemson. Yeah, they beat
two touchdowns. Yeah, I thought.
Oh, was that the line?
Well,
maybe. Okay,
I might have moved. I might have pushed that line a little bit. Maybe that's why.
Yes, together we will make America
grab bag
again.
All right, Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe has announced that he will be going pro.
And run and throw. He's built like a brick house.
At least one of our callers is a big fan of Jalen Milroe.
Sure he can throw?
I think he can.
I don't know.
I think he can.
I don't like this quarterback class. He's, what, top five quarterback?
Well, I was going to say, where does he go in the draft? Is he a day two guy?
I think I always bet on quarterbacks getting overdrafted, and depending on how like the Senior Bowl and the Combine and all that crap go, I could see him second round.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
So second day?
Day two guy.
But honestly, like,
second or third round? You see him end of the first round?
Yeah.
If teams are that
thirsty
for QBs?
Yeah, it would be a mistake, I think. But I
like a mobile QB.
Two QBs are obvious,
there are
right?
issues with his throwing. Oh, yeah.
Apparently he tips his plays. The way his feet are set tells
like Eduardo Rodriguez
what play is coming.
I like him. Get ready. I bet you're going to get a lot of this, which I think is nonsense with him. But I bet you'll get a lot of what you got with Lamar, where he's going to have to play a different position. Can he be a quarterback? Is he a running back? Is he a cornerback? Is he a wide receiver? I would like to work with him at the next level. I wouldn't take him in the first round, but I'd like to work with him at the next level.
Who's the third best quarterback right now, real quick? Third best college quarterback, or at least that will be pro next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't take Aller, right?
No.
Who I don't even like.
No.
Beck? I know he's hurt right now. Is it Beck? I don't even like Beck.
Honestly, it might be Milroe. Like, I don't like Beck either. I don't like any of them.
I don't either. Well, I like
Sanders.
I like the top two.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
I wouldn't take him over May for the Patriots, but I like the top two. I don't like the others.
But whoever the third guy is might be in the first round, and he has a chance to maybe be the third guy, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of
crap bag.
Bailey Zappe is going to start for the Browns this weekend against the Ravens. So Bailey Zappe in action.
I've read that people think the Browns are tanking by starting Zappe.
No way.
No.
Guy's a gamer.
That guy wins.
Guy was a player.
Yeah.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag.
The Golden Globes are this Sunday, Jones.
Ooh.
The Golden Globes, which is a perfect appetizer for the 2024 Dork Awards, which are on Monday.
Hmm.
All the best and worst of the year we're going to do on Monday.
I thought you tweeted out the best and worst of last year.
Those are some nominees.
So you're going to actually hand out the awards now.
Yeah, that's right. We hand out the prizes. So that is best movie, worst movie, best TV show, best TV character, best video game, all of it on Monday. But the Golden Globes will be on Sunday, and they might actually be decent. Nikki Glaser's hosting.
I was going to say, I saw that.
So, she's funny. She might zing them a little bit.
She
right?
might.
A little roast action.
She should.
I'll take that.
Grab bag.
Top NBA performers from last night, Jones. There was six games on the slate. What have I told you? Tyrese Halliburton, 33 points, 15 assists. Steph Curry, 30 points, 10 assists. LeBron James, 38 points, 8 assists. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 29 and 8. And Jason Tatum, 33, 8 and 9.
I think I'd go Tatum. Minnesota's Same. Not as good as they were a year ago.
I would go, yeah.
Edwards doesn't know how to deal with the double team, but no Jaylen Brown. He stepped up. I'd give it to Tatum.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, let's get to the random player. But first, somebody was asking on the text line, where can they send their
grab
bags?
I was going to bring this up. I'm happy you saw this.
Keefe at weei.com. Send in your grab bags. Send in some Kiefer Madness if you have any Kiefer Madness you want us to get to.
Yep, that's where you send those in. Forrest Gump has not been done. There's no
there's no
15 territory.
15 to 20 of those. I got a few more over there. I used to just
you got more Gumps?
No, I got more other ones. I usually would just immediately send them to Nick, and now I'm like, let me listen to some of these first before we. I do appreciate the participation.
Run some interference.
It's the third baseman we're talking about here, Jones, Lanny, and Nick, and all the listeners out there who played for a variety of teams. Didn't spend a lot of time in any one place.
Okay.
Played for Baltimore, Toronto, Montreal, Arizona, Oakland, and Minnesota.
Tony Bautista.
It's right there. Nice work.
Jesus.
I was going to say Adrian Beltre when you said a lot of teams right away, and then I say, yeah.
Tony Bautista.
Nice batting stance.
One of the great stances of all time. In the year 2000, hit 41 bombs. That's a nice season. Two-time All-Star?
Nice.
Pretty good.
Open stance. Anybody have a
wide
more,
open?
Anybody have more open stance than him, ever?
I don't think he can be more open than that.
He was at like a 90-degree angle.
It's so open, it's closed. It's like all the way around.
Was that a 90-degree angle?
No, 180 degrees.
Guy. Yeah, just
was it a 180? No, it wasn't a 180.
He was just like, both feet were pointed towards the pitcher. I'm throwing it this way, right? He's like, go ahead.
You know what he called his batting stance?
No.
Reverse Paul Brown.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He was the first guy doing the reverse Paul Brown. Yeah, hit 41 taters one year doing the reverse Paul Brown.
He started it.
Dude, the guy hit 221 career homers. Tony Bautista, people
nice
sleep on
player.
Bautista's career.
Nice. Two-time All-Star.
People fall asleep on that.
I don't remember him throwing around the leather much.
No, not known for it.
He wasn't swiping your bags, right?
God, no.
But that's a lot of bombs. 41 bombs is a lot of bombs.
It is.
Nice.
Yeah, nice player. All-Star with the Jays and the O's. So he was an AL East nemesis. Both Sox.
Yeah, how'd Pedro
for the local nine.
How'd Pedro ever sneak one by that wide open stance?
Listen, I don't know.
I don't know how he did it.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. It's a random baseball player of the day. Apologies getting it so quickly there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So yeah, that was people are mad about that, aren't they?
Not the first time I heard that complaint. But so there you go. Random baseball player of the day in the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keith. What an eventful day it was, Keith.
What a day is right.
On a Patriots Friday, Jelani Tavai getting most of the headlines, but I do want to get to Dietrich Wise, his answer to us earlier today in the clip du jour. That's next.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe. Time now for the clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, it sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, on the heels of Jelani Tavai on with the Greg Hill Show, who said fans need to know their place. And they are the Lions. Just give them a chance. They are just a couple years away from being in the AFC Championship game. We had Dietrich Wise on the show and gave him an opportunity to sort of clarify his comments from following the game last Saturday, where he didn't appreciate the boos at all by the fans.
First, I'd like to say that we're all frustrated. This is a tough season for everyone. There's a lot of things that have been going on. I do feel like my words were never meant to downplay anybody's passions or standards of the game. Even though I do feel as if that my words that I talked to one of the reporters about were misused and construed, it does not downplay how fans feel during the game at all. during the interview when I was talking to the reporter, I was relaying and protecting Coach Mayo and all the inappropriate outbursts during the game. And then I wanted to just say, I want to go on record and say, fans have every right to feel how they feel. We have to do a better job of what we put on the field. I don't want to go into what I said. I feel like it'll still get misconstrued. So I just want to sit here and say that I do understand everybody's frustrations from inside the house to all the Patriots Nation. And it's our job every day to go out there and put our best performance and get wins. From day one, we've been saying that our main goal is to win, and our main goal will be to win Sunday.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run, and so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
So there you go. There was the response from Dietrich Wise. You can check out the entire interview in our podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you get the Jones and Keith podcast.
He was reading.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to say he wasn't.
We got a lot of text there that he was reading a pre-prepared statement.
Here are some bullet points that you should maybe follow.
Yeah. You think he wrote them? You think they were written for him?
I don't know. Maybe a collaboration. Like, what were some things you'd like to highlight? Here are some ideas.
Yeah.
You want to jot these down?
And we like Dietrich.
I absolutely do.
He's done a good job showing up and answering questions all year. But, yeah, I don't think your comments were misconstrued by Karen Grigian.
Dietrich Wise, truly with
me, signed.
I mean, but Aaron seriously, Sulkin. Calling out the fan base is the last thing that anybody should be doing.
Not a good move. No. So you guys have a lot of this coming up, I'd imagine, here
I
today.
Think it was a great thing to do because it programmed the entire show, the entire day, maybe the entire off season. I mean, this is perfect.
You hear the Keith Spiracy you had?
What is it? Robert Kraft put Tavai up to it to sort of take the heat off of Gerard Mayo.
Ooh, just paid him.
Yeah.
Put a little bounty out there.
Like, hey, get everybody on your case. We'll give you a little money for it, and then people will stop talking about how bad Mayo is at his job for at least a minute.
I saw you tweet out the Rock photo, meme, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This did feel like a just most obvious heel turn ever, because the first thing they do is rip the fans and mock the fans.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first way to get heat. Yeah.
Your damn role.
I've never seen a dumber crowd.
Sit down and shut up while I'm talking.
Everybody stinks in this city. You're like, what?
And it's also, it kind of completed this team's perfection, their perfect season.
Yeah, they were missing this.
They weren't unlikable, really. They weren't
just
jackasses.
Bad. No,
they were
bad.
Just bad. They were just not entertaining. But
they were also kind of jackasses, like the wide receivers all crying for more looks and stuff. Like, they were jackassy this year.
But those are people you didn't care about.
I guess.
Now it's like.
Not like Jelani Tavai.
But these are team leaders. These guys have been here for like 6 years.
Yeah. True.
These are bridge guys.
I don't want to spoil your Tavai take, but you have a take on what they should do with Tavai on Sunday?
So you want me to share it at 1:55 and not save it till 2:05? I think you got to have him inactive because it's twofold. Protect him from the fans because the first tackle he makes is going to be treated like Kyrie Irving. Mm. You're going to have 28,000 people booing him or whatever the number is going to be. And then
28,000, you think?
I think it's going to be pretty low.
I think it'll be lower than that.
I don't know. The numbers, I can speak for my son.
Actual Patriots
my son is planning on going because he's like, Dad, I'm going to get in for like $10.
Oh, yeah, yes.
It's going to be basically a free game.
Sit wherever you want.
And I can boo, have fun, do whatever. Yeah, sit wherever you want.
Seriously.
That's the other beauty of these digital tickets. You know who's not in the game. You go to the app and it shows you which seats aren't being used.
Yeah.
So you go sit in those.
Walk down here.
They can't kick you out. Yep. But you go, and then if you bench him, he is actually one of your more decent defensive players. So it
led
helps
the team
you.
In tackles.
Right. Yeah. So it helps you lose.
Helps you tank.
So twofold.
Bang.
You look like you're protecting the fans.
Smart.
So you get a pat on the back. Thanks, Gerard. Appreciate you looking out for us. You protect him from the fans, and you take a step toward losing.
How about that?
Andy Hart plan of the day.
Andy Hart
crazy
plan.
Crazy enough to work.
Plan to fix Sunday.
I didn't like him saying Drake May unaffected by the hand injury. What are we doing, Gerard? You're supposed to say, I don't know, he's really been bothering him. We might have to go with Milton from snap one.
He still might start.
Well, he doesn't know. Who's going to tell him?
Correct.
It's a coach's decision,
right?
Who's the coach? Which coach do I ask?
It's true.
Who is this coach?
Figure out.
Coach Jonathan?
Coach Jonathan. Well, Coach Robin.
Coach Robin?
Some more of this on WEEI Afternoons. You got Arcan. You got Hart. As Patriots Friday rolls on, it's been newsy between Jelani Tavai, Dietrich Wise as well. Those are up on the Odyssey app. Check them out. And stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Maybe Gerard Mayo will still be here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.